Welcome to the Oakland County News and Information Podcast. I'm Pam Zawissa. Imagine this. You are away on a nice relaxing vacation with not a care in the world. Meanwhile, while you are gone, your house is being burglarized. So what can you do to help protect your home? Today I'm joined by Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard, who will be giving us some advice on protecting our homes while we are away. Welcome, Sheriff Bouchard.
Thank you.
I'm going on vacation soon. What can I do to protect my home while I'm on vacation?
Well, if you're going on vacation, you should invite me along for anybody listening. just kidding. You should do a number of things. First of all, you should contact your neighbors that you know and trust in the area and ask them to keep an extra eye on your home. Many communities that we police and other communities with their own police departments often offer a house watch program where they'll put it on extra patrol and actually drive by and if they have time, actually shake the doors to make sure they're locked and everything looks good. So that's a good thing to do, to let your local police department or sheriff's office know that you'll be out of town if it's for an extended period. Not a bad idea to either enlist in, again, a trusted neighbor or a family member to pick up any newspapers or mail. Or you can stop both those services. That's not my first choice because then it obviously spreads that information. You're going to be gone for an extended period of time. But certainly that's one thing that you can do. You can tell your mail carrier and your newspaper delivery person and anybody else that delivers to the home that you're going to be gone. It's preferred, again, from my point of view, if you have a family member or a close neighbor nearby, can just collect all that stuff and maybe put it just inside your garage or in their home until you get back. That way you keep the knowledge that you're gone for an extended period limited to just, you know, as small a number as possible and people you already know and trust. The other thing that you need to do is to make sure that, you know, somebody is on deck if something were to happen. Let's say that there was a fire or a break-in or some other issue at your home. Who would then take over that situation? You know, so make sure you have somebody that is on deck for that kind of activity. And again, that would be somebody that you'd want to let the local police know when you're leaving. I'm going out of town, and in case of any situation or emergency, here's the contact person, name and number. Or if you have an international phone, let's say you're traveling internationally, your phone works, they could still call you. And then you could call whoever you deemed appropriate. But make sure you have the ability for the personnel, whether it's fire, police, or otherwise, to contact you in any event they need to for an unforeseen reason. And make sure, obviously, the typical things, your doors and windows are fully and completely secured. If you have deadbolts, engage them. If you have an alarm, activate it. Make sure that if you're going to be gone again for an extended period of time, things are done to your home so it doesn't appear empty. In the winter, that would be plowing and shoveling the snow off the walk. In the summer, it would be, you know, keeping the lawn up to date and things. Sometimes, you know, you'll see people walk the neighborhood and put, you know, window cleaning service or landscape service or other kinds of things on the door. And if those begin to accumulate on the door or on the front porch, it's, again, an obvious telltale sign you are not home, and you know, that's one of the things that is obvious from the street even. The other good thing is to put timers that are randomized so that they come in at different times in the day or night, so that you set it for, let's say, 7 o'clock, but then the next day it will come on maybe at 7:30, and it will shut off at 11:30, and then maybe it will 7, and then 10:30, and it kind of moves around a little bit. They're one up in terms of quality from just the basic timer, which turns it off and on at the same time and therefore is a little more predictable. But if you don't have anything, that's preferred to nothing. But have some lights on that come off and on. Make sure any exterior lights are on motion detectors on the outside, and that, you know, shrubs and other kinds of obstructions so that your neighbors can see your doors and windows. So if somebody is, you know, messing with your home, they can be readily seen. And if it's at night, your motion lights come on and can be visibly attracting to your neighbors, so that, oh, the light just came on at the Smith's house, for example, and they take a closer look. So, you know, make sure those things are all in place. And if you have any kind of alarm system that detects fire and those other kinds of things, some people that have, let's say, secondary homes or even their primary home may have a water detector or failure on a furnace, all goes to the alarm company. Make sure those assets are all working order, and maybe just do a quick test with your alarm company. Call them before you do it. Let them know what you're testing, and then make a quick test to make sure everything's functional. So, you know, some basic things I think will give you peace of mind while you're on your trip, and certainly allow you to, you know, go without the worry. The other thing that, you know, I suggest to folks if they're going to be gone for an extended period, in your fuse box, hopefully you've identified what controls what. Not a bad idea to shut off some of the main culprits for, you know, potential fires, like, you know, the dryers or the stoves, ovens, things like that. Throw the big breaker on those if you know, you can. That doesn't hurt at all either. I mean, the chances are low that, you know, they'll spontaneously have a thing. But, again, those are some of the things that draw the most power. A lot of those have 220 power runs going to them. And, you know, not a bad extra precaution to do, because sometimes people forget and leave this on or that on. And if you throw it at the box, then you know you don't have a problem.
We will continue our talk with Sheriff Bouchard on vacation safety in an upcoming podcast. For more information, please visit the Oakland County Sheriff's Office website at oaklandsheriff.com. If you'd like to make a comment on this podcast or make suggestions for future podcast topics, please send an email to podcast@oakgov.com. This is Pam Zawissa, and you've been listening to another Oakland County podcast produced by Oakland County eGovernment.